My name is Yuchen Li. I'm a PhD candidate in the Department of Geography at The Ohio State University. I'm interested in GIS, spatial stats, spatial analysis and modeling, and computational social science. My current research is situated at the intersection of geography and public health. Really glad to be here to introduce our recent project on behalf of our team at The Ohio State. 301 service request as indicators of neighborhood distress and opioid use disorder. Opioid overdose deaths is a national crisis from coast to coast, only differ in degrees, and Ohio is at the heart of this opioid epidemic since it ranks in the top 5 states for opioid-related overdose deaths. Understanding the potential risk of opioid-related overdose could inform the health policies and guide response to the opioid epidemic. Opioid supply and availability is one factor, but it is not the only one. The national overdose death rate surged 38% between 2012 and 2015, despite a 13% drop in the outpatient opioid prescriptions during those years. Previous studies also have assessed individual-level characteristics associated with the opioid overdose and mortality. While evidence shows neither individual-level characteristics nor supply-side factors will fully explain the dynamic of opioid epidemic. Opioid misuse disorder is a very dynamic crisis across the space and time. Under such research context, we believe GIS and spatial statistics are important tools for identifying the inhomogeneous spatial disparity and potential underlying reasons for this crisis. The study of spatial variation in health outcomes has a long history, and there is increasing recognition of the role that social and neighborhood determinants play in health outcomes. More recently, there are some research explore the social and neighborhood determinants for substance misuse or overdose mortality rate. However, much of the social and economic data available to researcher and planner is updated at infrequent intervals. In the case of US Census, it's like 5 to 10 years, and those data are also spatially aggregated into like a census zone, zip code, or jurisdictions. This area data are also impacted by the shape and size of the boundary of aggregation, a version of ecological fallacy known as modifiable area unit problem. Data digitization has brought a slew of information to city workers' fingertips. Social and economic data are available through other means that have emerged in cities that can be used in studying this problem. For example, cities have implemented so-called 301 service requests are able to generate data based upon residents' requests and input. 301 service requests reflects a wide range of non-emergency concerns like streetlight repair, abandoned vehicle, noise, or uncollected refuse containers, etc. These are public data at high spatial resolution that is frequently updated. We believe this data has some potentials to serve as effective indicators for neighborhood distress. So for this work, in general, we use georeferenced opioid overdose events from emergency medical service along with 301 requests for the year 2008 to 2017 in Columbus, Ohio. We examined whether any subset of 301 requests types spatially occur together with opioid overdose events that also characterize neighborhoods with lower socioeconomic status in the city. We further use a spatial model to evaluate how well the 301 requests can predict overdose hotspots when opioid overdose events data is not available. More specifically, we use cross-K function to analyze how opioid overdose events correlated with 301 calls spatially, and we classify the neighborhood based on 301 categories, use the neighborhood typology along with American Community Survey data to calculate the socioeconomic profiles for 301 clusters. We also use 301 calls to predict opioid overdose hotspots annually at a census block group level. We use the actual overdose data to validate the accuracy. We find we find 10 out of 21 types of surrounding requests spatially associated with opioid overdose events and also categorize neighborhoods with lower socioeconomic status, both consistently over time. We also demonstrate that surrounding indicators are capable of predicting opioid overdose hotspots at annually block group level. Our result shows code violation, public health, abandoned vehicle, and street lighting were the top four accurate predictors with predictive accuracy as 92.92, 0.89, 0.83, and 0.83, respectively. To wrap up, our study supporting the view that the etiology of opioid use disorder relates to social distress and concentrated disadvantage. This research also adds to the scientific evidence that opioid crisis is one rooted in social inequity, distress, and underinvestment. The issues that lead to the surrounding requests do not cause opioid misuse. They are pointer or indicators to underlying social and environmental stressors. Our study also shows previously untapped or underutilized data source holds promise for creating solutions to cities' pressing challenges. Looking at such neighborhood-level data exhaust could provide deeper insight into the complex problem. We also want to emphasize this is not a predictive policing tool. One cannot use our analysis to send police or any first responder to any location. Appropriate use is to help think strategically about where to allocate outreach programs and resources to at-risk individuals. It could also be used to think strategically about how to alleviate the underlying social and environmental stressors. Thanks for listening.